been a lot happening in the news around Orange County. We've already talked this hour about the Silent Sam statue protests that happened yesterday. Maya Little, UNC PhD student, arrested and charged with defacing a public statue. She's got a court date next week, Monday the 7th. That's technically a Class 2 misdemeanor. Also yesterday, there was a controversy up near Hillsborough, just outside of Hillsborough, when the group Alamance County Taking Back Alamance County raised a giant Confederate flag along Route 70 in county jurisdictional territory rather than Hillsborough's. So that becomes relevant when the county commissioners later on this month talk about the proposed ordinance governing the size and the height of flags. So that's going to be an ongoing conversation. Also yesterday, at very much the same time in Raleigh at Halifax Mall, there was a rally to mark the 5th anniversary of the start of the Moral Monday movement. All of this happening in the context of the second week of early voting in what is going to be a very pivotal midterm election year. Anna Richards heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, and that's not even correct. Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, sorry. And we're here to talk about all of that and more, and I'm going to get your organization right. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Good. Lots going on. I guess I'll start from the back. So I was at the 5th anniversary of the Moral Monday movement yesterday. The 5 years, to be exact, was Sunday. So it was celebrated yesterday. And when you look back on that momentum, I think there were 17 people on April 29th, 5 years ago, who decided that they were willing to be arrested rather than leave. Mm-hmm. And with the changes in our state legislature and the momentum that has escalated really even more since then, this was really an auspicious beginning, and over 1,000 people ended up being arrested, really in opposition to some of the extreme measures, in my opinion, that the state legislature had taken and is taking, because the latest latest volley really kind of culminates the success that the movement had over the 5 years, because the courts is where justice seemed to prevail. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going through this real challenge to our judicial system, which is really contrary to the state constitution, which says that North Carolinians have a right to vote and have a right to free and fair elections. And so, you know, the consequences of, well, first of all, they just did away with the whole election. So
yeah,
they just,
the primary.
The
right,
primary, yeah. Just, oh, we're not going to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And so what you end up with then is this field of, we don't know how many people, right, who voters will not have an opportunity, or it will be difficult, I'll say, for a voter to be able to, one, know who these folks are, mm-hmm. two, to understand their position. There's no qualifications that are going to be assigned. We have to think about who these folks are going to be beholden to. And again, having to run for election every 2 years. The backlash to the successful knocking down of all the things that they tried to put in place over the years has resulted in this worst in the country. You know, it's mm-hmm. we'll be at the top on something. You know, education now, we're down below Mississippi and South Carolina now in terms of education. So we'll be leading the way on unfair justice system, the only of its sort in the land, and something that I think all North Carolinians should try to understand and engage in what's going on, and understand that somebody voted for these folks and put them in office, and if we're really concerned about what's going on, then We've got to exercise that precious right that we have.
And it's just particularly galling that this is happening at the same time that the General Assembly is being pushed back against over and over and over again by courts striking down their many gerrymandering proposals,
that's
right?
That's why they're doing
exactly.
If the courts aren't going to be on our side, then we're going to change the system. So,
state courts and federal courts, and they're striking down all of these gerrymandering proposals at the state legislature and telling them you have to go back and not gerrymander at the legislative district lines. Rather than going back and actually following those court orders, they're just going to go and try to gerrymander the judicial district lines, which is real sad.
Right.
Real sad.
Appalling. It's appalling. Real injustice.
Yeah. So that's thing number one.
That's thing one.
Yep.
We are all aware, I voted on Saturday, so I got my vote in early.
I still need to. We've got Janet Hoy waiting outside. She's going to come in and tell us about vote411.org, which is a great voter resource for people who haven't already. I need to do that before I go and vote myself probably tomorrow.
It was so easy, you know. I went on Saturday. We went on Saturday. No line. Just walk in immediately. Get it done. And I wore my sticker for the rally.
Which on the one hand, you kind of want a line, right? I mean, you want there to be a lot of people showing up to vote. But
you
turn out to the early voting site. You're in. You're out. It's very, very easy and painless, which is good.
Really easy.
Yeah.
Really easy.
And it is, we're speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. ChapelHillCarboroughNAACP.com is the website for more information about events and happenings and goings on. Again, early voting going on through Saturday, and then primary election day is in just a week, Tuesday, May 8th.
A week from today.
Yep. And then the general election begins immediately.
Immediately.
So, yeah.
Immediately.
And this year, I mean, we say this every single time an election rolls around, but as much as ever, it's important to get out and vote because your vote really can make a difference, especially locally.
It certainly can. So we, as much as it's said, I always say it again, go vote.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. And then sort of moving from that to the other issue that's kind of galvanizing public discourse this week, which is the Confederate flag issue. Much more urgent issue now because the giant flag did go up yesterday along Route 70 just outside of Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. Board of County Commissioners considering that proposal to change the ordinance to govern the size and the height of flags, but they haven't voted on it yet.
Yeah.
So for right now, that flag is up.
Yeah, that flag is up. And it makes one pause because they had to really understand the ordinance of Hillsboro, find the private property that was on the county jurisdiction. And so it's a very deliberate kind of in your face exhibition of these Confederate symbols. And one could argue with statues and monuments that have been there for a while that they've been there for a while. But this blatant in-your-face, and one has to wonder if the boldness and the in-your-face nature of these expressions are not impacted and emboldened by the Charlottesville response of our leadership in the country and this new environment that we're in above board. Not to say that a lot these sentiments weren't there previously, but the wide open, I am a segregationist, I do want to display this symbol of white supremacy boldly and proudly, in your face kind of stuff. I have to think that there's been a door open wide now, and unfortunately probably just the beginning of this kind of activity.
Yeah. So we were talking with Hillsborough Mayor Stevens yesterday, and the subject came up of, okay, so we've got a community that is, at least makes a strong effort to be inclusive and open and welcoming. So we've got this, this giant Confederate flag that's up there that's contrary to what we all sort of agree upon are the values of Orange County and ought to be. What should Orange County, what should Hillsborough, what should we all as individuals be doing here to push back against it? Is it something where you have sort of a visual response to that flag, or is there some other better way to do it?
Well, there are folks who believe that putting up monuments to love, peace, justice is an appropriate response to that, and to not have those be the only symbols that are shown prominently. There's a couple of different discussions underway about what appropriately that might be. The memory wall coming back into Orange County. So there are ways. I really do believe, though, that and I'm not going to get the quote right. There's a Martin Luther King quote that talks about being more afraid of the people who sit silently, and don't speak up and don't stand up for what they believe when they see injustice around them. And so I do think it's important that, neighbors say, hey, we really don't like that in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That, people that, if they don't, people that go to church with folks say, hey, is this really what we stand for? I think it will take the collective. So the government actions and the ordinances and all of that will be a collective response. But I do think it takes individual courage as well. So I think it's time for everyone of goodwill to be that and to stand up for that.
Yep. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the NAACP. Other things on your mind, upcoming events?
Well, we are looking forward. We have our branch meeting on Saturday, and it's at 1 o'clock at the Rena Community Center, Rogers Road Community Center. So we invite people who want to be a part of trying to make a change in the community to come out and join us. We're open to anyone who... like-minded people or people who are curious and want to come out, as long as they're peaceful, come out and sit in on a meeting. We more than welcome that. As well as our youth council meets on Saturday at 10:30 at Youth Works in Carborough. And so we're excited about that. We had our banquet this past weekend, gave out four $1,000 scholarships to students in the seniors in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District, and so that was exciting, and heard some inspirational words as well from our speaker, who was Anita Earls.
Very cool. Awesome. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on that. Meeting at the Rena Community Center, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Everyone invited out for that. Honor Richards, thank you so much, as always.
Thanks.